Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Heck yeah, Zarin, I'm ready. Let's do this. Hello.
Hi.
My name's Elizabeth. This is Ridiculous Crime.
Hi. Nice to meet you. My name is Elizabeth Dutton.
Excellent. Me too. You know what's ridiculous?
I do, Elizabeth Dutton. If you have a second,
yes.
It's pronounced Anatia de phobia.
Anatia de phobia.
Yes, that is, quote, the fear of being watched by a duck. The term comes to us from the Greeks, anati de, which means swan, ducks, or geese, waterfowl, essentially, and phobos, which you know means fear, right?
Yeah.
So you put those together, you get a fear of ducks, geese, or swans, but in particular, that they would be watching you.
Oh, my God.
But turns out, I did the research, because this one pops around on the internet, and it's not real. Not a real phobia.
Oh.
This dates back to a 1988 Far Side comic, and it spread online, and now a lot of people think it's a real phobia, and they have self-diagnosed themselves with anatidaphobia. So now that they have done that, the phobia has become real, because ultimately all phobias are irrational, so this is yet another irrational phobia. It just started as fiction. So the people who are into this want to know there is ornithophobia ornithophobia. Sorry, that's
okay.
Like ornithology. Ornithophobia.
Sure.
The study of birds is ornithology. The fear of birds is ornithophobia.
Oh, yeah. I got a friend who's afraid of birds.
Okay. Boom. They have ornithophobia.
Uh-huh.
And if someone like that, if they are specifically afraid of ducks, then they would be what we were discussing, an anatidiaphobia. But everybody else is just afraid of a duck watching them. They're just, you know.
They want to be special.
Yeah, a little touched on that.
That's ridiculous.
Right? I thought you'd like that one.
Do you want to know what else is ridiculous?
Oh, girl, I'm here for it. Buckled up and ready.
A man who's a bat. This is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It's always 99% murder-free and 100% ridiculous. Zarin.
Elizabeth.
I have a Batman problem.
What do you do? Have you tried a vigilante?
Well, I don't, but my nephew does.
Oh, how so?
Well, he's over at my place every Saturday.
Is your nephew a criminal?
Hold on.
Okay.
Tell you this. He's not a criminal. Oh. He's a good boy. But he comes over every Saturday, and it's the highlight of my week, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
No offense, Zarin and Dave.
None taken.
My nephew is obsessed with Batman.
Oh, word.
He's 56 years old. No, he's a little kid. Everything has to be Batman. Isn't that funny?
Like, yeah, it is good.
Anyway, everything has to be Batman. His clothes, including socks and underwear.
Nice.
His toys.
Okay.
He loves monster trucks, especially the Batman one that he has over at
my
place.
Is the Batman monster truck?
Yeah. And when we race the toys, Batman always has to win.
Of course, of course.
Like, what about Calavera or El Toro Loco?
El Toro Loco!
Or Gravedigger and his progeny, Son of a Gravedigger by Jingo?
Oh,
what
my
happens?
Goodness.
They can't ever
win. There's a whole world of this.
What of them?
I like that Batman has entered the monster truck world. He's,
yeah, there's a Batman monster truck. If
it's
they
like
win
Bigfoot,
a race.
Batman.
Exactly. If they win, Batman invalidates their victory. And so on Saturdays, I live in a Batman dictatorship. The only TV I allow him to watch at my place is an animated show called Stillwater on Apple TV.
What is this?
It's like, it's really calm, and there's a giant panda for some reason who also for some reason reminds me of William Peterson in the last season of CSI, or so I've been told.
I haven't watched it, but go on.
It's, I think it's the sun hat. Anyway.
The sun hat, a panda and a sun hat.
Yeah, so Batman. Let's get back to Batman.
All right.
For those lucky seven people who've never heard of Batman, here's a primer. He's a superhero from a DC comic book.
Yeah.
He's the 27th issue of Detective Comics, released in 1939, to be exact. Batman, is the alias of Bruce Wayne.
Ah.
That's another thing you can make my nephew really mad by calling him Batman.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't care for that.
Oh, like Bruce Batman?
Yeah, Bruce Batman, DDS. Bruce Wayne is an uber-rich dude, and he lives in Gotham City, which is a proto-Nightmare New York.
Yes.
Am I getting all this right? You know more than
yes, I. Yes, no, it's just spot on.
Bruce Wayne saw his parents killed when he was a kid and vowed revenge.
Yes.
That's not part of this story.
Yep.
But I'm saying it. He's a dapper playboy by day.
Yes, for the most part.
And likes to do, like, does a little shoulder wiggle dance during the day. And he's a street vigilante by night.
Yes, and he was best played by Michael Keaton.
Oh, okay.
Oh, where did that come from?
So he cruises around in his Batmobile in the dark hours looking for crime to prevent or interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
He has a special friend named Robin.
Yes, a special friend.
And then there's Batgirl in there somewhere.
His other special friend?
Yeah, he has a butler named Alfred.
Okay.
And then there's Commissioner Gordon of the Gotham PD. And then Catwoman sometimes comes into the mix somehow.
Yes, a girlfriend, kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. Just catting around.
Batman and Catwoman.
Yeah, sure. Sworn enemies. His sworn enemies, though, are actually the Penguin, or Penguin. I don't think they have an article in front. Penguin.
No, just Penguin, yeah.
Riddler.
Well, you can say the Penguin if you want.
Two-Face.
Yeah.
He has...
Harvey Dent.
The man has two faces.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final boss, the Joker.
Yes. Arkham's finest.
Did you got into Batman as a kid?
I liked the comic books. I started with comic books, and then like the movies obviously are a different rendition. I really enjoyed all of the movies. I liked the Batman movies up there with a lot of the Marvel movies. I mean, you know, so yes, I would say I'm a big fan of Batman as a character, more so than Superman.
Well, I'm so saturated with Batman.
I bet you are.
Batman
sounds like
content.
It.
I don't know what from down.
You're living with a Batman factory team rider.
Yes, exactly. So I've decided to share with you some ridiculous Batman crimes.
Oh, nice.
Batman. Not crimes fought by the Caped Crusader himself.
Oh,
these are about Batman.
I thought you were going to tell me like comic book plots. That was cool.
And then in episode 12.
Yeah, turn the page.
So people do weird things for Batman.
Yeah, okay.
Like, take, for example, the human who broke out the front window of a comic book store in Everett, Washington.
Oh.
This person, well, persons, I should say, there were two of them. They did not steal priceless vintage Batman comics.
Huh.
No. October of 2020, these people smashed the window to retrieve something on display there.
In the window?
In the window.
Okay.
A 4-foot-tall Funko Batman. Now, I don't know why Funko toys are so hilarious to me.
I think it's the word Funko for me.
Right. Well, I know of Funko toys in two ways.
What the Funko going on?
The first is from the large display section by the registers at the Walmart, the next town over from me when I lived in the rural South. The toys are maybe like 4.5 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
And they're made of vinyl.
Yeah, they have a big head.
Yeah, they run about $12 to $15 on the Funko website.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, they have that big head. Big hay.
Yeah.
Big
hay, hey!
It's almost anime looking, and then they got a tiny little body.
Little tiny body, exactly.
Little T-Rex arms. At Walmart, I'd see the shelves with the toys as I waited to be the only customer in the store to ever buy Arborio rice. And the toys, they're so outlandish. Like, I kind of feel like I have a memory of seeing Vanilla Ice in there, but it was like 2014.
The in the Walmart? Just, no, he was shopping
no, like
for Funko,
a
too?
A Funko.
He's like, do you have the new Funkos?
A Funko-nilla.
I figured.
Yeah, but he also probably worked there. So I knew they existed, Funkos, but I didn't know they were a collector's item.
Oh, yes.
Like, I thought they were for kids.
Big time.
Like, kids who like to play with doll versions of Jax from Sons of Anarchy. That's what I thought.
That's what you pictured? I like your world.
But then I learned they were to be gathered like precious gems.
Yeah, kind of.
I read an amazing Reddit post, Aaron.
Oh, lay it on me. I know you love the Reddit.
Yeah. There was a woman whose husband didn't work and was using all their money to buy Funko dolls that he kept in a spare room of the house.
Oh, God.
Like, completely filled.
She's working to basically subsidize his Funko habit?
Yeah, and they were, like, barely making it every month. Like, and he was just racking them.
But he's not out there, like, working the streets to get himself a little side action?
No. He sits there. He missed a bunch of family events to wait online for the new releases to drop.
Wait, for, like, online auctions?
Yeah.
He's, like, missing, like, his daughter's graduation or whatever?
Or I looked on the Funko website, you can get alerts when they're going to go on sale. Uh-huh. For instance, there's a Beth Dutton one.
Oh, like you.
Like me.
Yeah.
And it's not me, but it's my name.
So we could buy you as a Funko Pop.
Yes. And it says, like, you can sign up for to be alerted when it's available. She's wearing, like, a pretty dope Pendleton jacket, I'm going to say. But I don't get it.
You would like her
it.
Spirit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't get it, the whole Funko thing, because mm-hmm. I'm not really one to collect things for display.
No.
Some people are. God bless.
Hey.
Love it for
why
them.
Why not?
So this comic book store in Everett, Washington.
Yes.
They had a 4.5-foot
with the irresistible Funko Pop.
They had a 4.5-foot Funko statue of Batman in the mm-hmm. window.
Can you imagine the head on that baby?
Oh, man. That's just
if it's going to keep the scale right.
Cranium. You can't just buy a 4-foot Bunko Batman.
No.
Bunko? Funko.
Funko.
Bunko. Yeah. We'll just call it a Bunko.
Yeah, it's Bunko. Like the,
it's
yeah.
the you know,
like the Vice Squad, the Bunko Squad.
Funko Batman. You have to earn it.
Oh, like through a breaking glass?
Well, according to the store owner, Charlie Nodler, quote, only the store could order it, and you can only order one, and you have to sign a disclosure you wouldn't sell it.
What, the Funko police would come for you?
What did it cost? What was it worth? More than $8,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like they just smashed a bunch of Batman Funkos together and molded it. This is some insider stuff.
Yeah.
A mere citizen wouldn't have it.
Mm-mm.
Can I also say that Charlie Nodler doesn't look like comic book guy from The Simpsons?
No, that's a disappointment.
He's just a normal older fella, but he's wearing an Alice Cooper t-shirt.
Okay, yeah. Way to save it.
An Alice Cooper fan without a 4.5-foot Funko to wrap his arms around at night. Sad.
Can we start a Kickstarter
just wrap
for him?
His arms and legs. Apparently,
yes.
The thieves broke the window and grabbed the Funko sometime after 3 a.m.
That's the witching hour.
That
it's
the
time the to do it.
That's
Batman
the
would
Funko
do it then.
Hour. The broken window was reported by a citizen walking her dog at 6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
The Funko Batman was the only thing that they stole. Nothing else.
And nobody else came along and was like, oh, I'll pop in.
Oh, yeah. But in a store that is literally full of collectibles,
yeah.
They only took the statue.
Well, they're devoted. They're committed and they are specific.
And then they skeet sped off into the night in a red Mazda.
Ooh, the Ratmobile.
The Ratmobile. The caper made it to Crime Stoppers. It was on Washington's Most Wanted, which I would love to watch sometime.
That's a TV show.
Apparently.
Ah.
The police got tons of leads. Mm-hmm. Social media, all a dither. Quote, people saying they found it, that somebody was selling it online, Charlie Nodler said. We'd check it out and go, no, that's not it. That's not 4.5 feet tall. That's 1 foot tall. Customers would send us pictures of what people were posting, some from out of state. I've seen it. It's down here in California.
No, so sir. Just getting... That's your nephew in a Batman costume.
He's funky. But then there was a break in the case.
Ooh, nice.
Everett detectives went to Linwood uh-huh. in February 2021. They got uh-huh. a call from someone who bought Funko Batman.
Oh.
And they wanted to turn it over and wash their hands of the whole incident.
Really?
Yeah, they wanted nothing to do with it. Batman was not in good shape.
Ooh.
He had a broken nose.
He'd gone through it?
Yeah, he was covered in scratches,
uh-huh.
You know, defensive wounds.
Yeah.
he was also missing his signature blue Funko base. You talked about how he's got this huge head, this tiny body.
You got to stick that onto something.
When it's that huge, yeah. He needed that support platform mm-hmm. to hold him because the tiny little leg just not going to, it's tiny.
Just the tiniest thing.
It's like when I see Tom Cruise running in a movie and I yell, run, run, run your little legs. That's what it is with a Funko.
People always clap. It's funny. They
yeah,
love that when
they
you do it in
they
theaters.
Do it. And I just walk in a running scene and then I leave.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not paying for this.
So Charlie Nodler,
yes.
the owner, he said, quote, we had to go in and identify him. I like to imagine that he had to like look through a window into an office where Batman lay under a sheet on someone's paper-strewn desk.
Officer pulls back the white sheet.
It's all somber, lifts it from his face, and Charlie Nodler turns his head away and bites his knuckle. I can't wait. I can't bear to see him like this.
You look first.
And so at last reporting there were persons of interest, but no charges had been filed.
Oh, they didn't solve this.
No. Here's the thing, though. Everett Comics can't just fix him up and put him back in the window.
And most likely they know who they each other. Like they probably came in the store. Like they're customers.
Yeah, of course.
Like he probably knows who did it.
But it's in the window. What if you're just walking down the street and you're like,
yeah.
Elbow into the window, grab it, and he zoinks out in the red Mazda. So no, they can't put him back in the window because it was already paid out on from the insurance company.
Oh, so wait.
The insurance company owns Funko Batman now.
So are they going to destroy it?
Well, no.
Is the insurance company going to destroy Batman?
Well, listen, so Property Crimes Police Detective Adam Gage said, quote, "We're still trying to figure out what to do with him." So the insurance company does have the option of destroying it. The last I could find, it's sitting in the window of the Westmore Avenue precinct in Everett, Washington, looking out upon the city and its vulnerable citizenry. Like, it's just looking, watching, waiting. And speaking of Walmart, like I was a little bit ago, there was a guy in Florida, of course, who got arrested for stealing from Walmart. That was earlier this year. He made out with $288.86 in merchandise.
$288.86.
I don't know what the product breakdown was. I'm going to imagine it was just an armful of Funkos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe some SD cards and a couple boxes of Biore strips.
Those are his choices.
Anyway, this is like the most likely things.
Yeah, no.
Hello, you're... Occam's Razor. Anyway, he walked right out of the store with all the goods and got in his red Mustang. No relation to the red Mazda. Red M.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
It's right there.
And he hauled rear out of the parking lot. The cops stopped him. They were able to stop him. They pulled him over and they asked for his ID and he provided it. 18-year-old Jonah Goodfellow. He said, "You know what, guys? My name's Jonah Goodfellow and I'm a tax preparer." They're like, "Thank you. We didn't ask that." And he's like, "You know something else I'd like to tell you? I stole all this stuff. $288 worth, give or take." What was he doing? He was wearing a Batman mask the whole time.
The whole time.
So just like my nephew, when he wears his Batman pajamas all day and says he's actually Batman, it looks like the cops just arrested him.
Ah.
Yeah.
So this Mr. Goodfellow, I'm assuming a descendant of people from the Pilgrims,
yes.
So he came over on the Mayflower. So this original American, Mr. Goodfellow, did the police, did they give him any like, "Oh, sir, you were doing the right thing," trying to...
Probably to coax him into the patrol car.
Like chuck him on the shoulder.
"Hey,
a little
listen,
bit.
Come down and show me a couple things.
We want to talk about crime fighting and detective stuff. Here, well, then, just take a seat here in the car,
well,
sir."
I got another good one for you.
You got another one? Nice.
There was a guy who blamed Batman for his crime.
Oh, was this me?
Yes. It was you back in 2011.
Okay.
They were filming The Dark Knight Rises in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yes. I remember
Pittsburgh,
this.
Pittsburgh, PA.
The football scenes.
Christian Bale, Tom Hardy just yucking it up
together.
Yeah,
we had to get all the Steeler scenes.
Lots of hugging.
Totally. The tight squeezes.
Nearby, a man was sitting in his car, just sitting there.
Batman squeezed me longer.
Suddenly, a guy opened up the passenger's door of this car. What was he sitting there doing with it unlocked? I don't want a victim blame, but hello. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you're sitting in your car, look, keep the doors locked.
Okay.
Every lady knows this. Okay, so the next thing that happened, though, was the guy getting into the passenger seat pulled out a gun and ordered the driver out of the car. Zarin, we had us an honest-to-goodness carjacking.
In a parking lot?
No, just on the street.
Oh, on the street. Okay, so I got a stoplight.
No, it just pulled over. He was parked. The guy was parked.
He's just sitting in a parking space. Mm-hmm. Guy gets in next to him, a shotgun, has a gun, and goes, "Get out."
Yep. Exactly. Okay. So the driver looks at the perp and then he pulls his own weapon and his badge.
Yes.
So there had been a report of an assault in the Shadyside area of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Apt. A plainclothes cop in an unmarked car was cruising around looking for the suspect.
Okay.
He parked his car and he was waiting. Then the chump tried to carjack
him. The suspect found him.
Right. What does this have to do with Batman? I mean, you know I go off on tangents.
Yeah,
but
it's all right. But I figured Batman was going to come in and help the officer.
Right. So the guy, the carjacker, goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, buddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This isn't what you think, detective. See, I'm in this movie we're filming. Maybe you've heard of it. It's a Batman movie. I play a bad guy. A bad guy who tries to carjack a dude dozens of blocks from the set for realism." So they arrested him and charged him with robbery of a motor vehicle.
I am a method actor, sir.
We never got to see that scene in the movie.
No.
No. They cut it because he never showed up with the car.
It's anyway. A Laurence Olivier line, which is like we told Dustin Hoffman in like the scene where he has to like, it doesn't matter. Basically, he gives them acting advice and he's like, "My dear boy, have you ever considered acting?"
That's what the detective should have said. This is too much fun, Zarin.
Yeah, I'm
digging. Fun, right?
Batman. I love
so
the Batman.
So fun, right? We should take a break.
All right.
When we come back, I'll have more bat capers for you. Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
As you know, the world can be a dangerous and unpredictable place. With every crime I've studied, I've learned one thing. Your best line of defense is your vigilance and preparation. You don't want to worry. You just want peace of mind. That's why I recommend SimpliSafe Home Security. For every ridiculous robbery and theft we talk about, it's pretty obvious the crimes could be avoided with a solid security system. A good home security system keeps people prepared and aware. SimpliSafe is that system. It was named Best Home Security Systems 2024 by U.S. News and World Report. And it doesn't just protect your home from crime, it also alerts you to fire, floods, and other emergencies. They offer sensors and cameras backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There are no contracts, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/ridiculouscrime. That's simplisafe.com/ridiculouscrime. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hello, Buttercup.
You caught me on that one. Well, I'll give you that entirely.
When we left off, yes. I was yammering on about Batman.
Oh, I thought of the movie, The Marathon Man.
Oh, with there Dustin Hoffman.
With Dustin Hoffman. Yeah, okay, anyway,
good one.
Go on.
There have been a lot of Batman movies.
Yes, tons.
Not counting spinoffs or appearances in other DC movies, movies where it's just Batman, all about the bat.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there are 12 live-action movies.
That many.
Two animated.
Yeah.
There are 9 movies that he's in with other superheroes.
Yes, the Justice League type films.
Yeah, and then
Batman
doesn't he
versus
fight
Superman.
Like, yeah. And then TV shows.
Yes.
Great day in the morning. There are too many to count.
Yeah, a lot of animated ones.
Mm-hmm. Same goes for books.
Oh, I didn't even think about
Batman's
that.
Batman's everywhere.
Are we including coloring books?
Coloring books, monster trucks, Hot Wheels. I feel like every comic book hero or superhero writer would love to be able to pen a Batman script.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, there's so much to Batman. He's mysterious. He has a wonderfully dark origin story. He's a rich guy with seemingly endless gadgets and toys.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in a mansion over a tricked out cave.
He doesn't have any family to complicate stuff. So
no.
He can kind of do whatever he wants.
Right. There's a lot to play with here, Zarin.
Yeah, he's also haunted by their absence.
Yes. One of the creative minds who wanted to play in that Batman sandbox, look out for Catwoman, was a guy named Chris Wozniak.
Chris Wozniak.
He's a comic book artist and creator who's done work for both DC and Marvel. He is deep into comics. And he had an idea about a Batman storyline.
Oh, okay. I'm like over here like Steve Wozniak's boy. Okay,
no,
go on.
No relation that I know of. The more he thought about it, maybe there is. Who knows? Who cares? The more he thought about it, the more he realized that his idea was just genius.
Okay.
So he sat down, wrote down the story. Not a comic book, a whole graphic novel.
Oh, wow.
This was a story.
Yeah.
Story. Multiple syllables. it was an ambitious project.
Yes.
And he was more than up to it. He came up with this idea about Riddler figuring out that Batman and Bruce Wayne are one and the same.
Oh, finally somebody.
Someone, thank God. And basically, that meant that he knew why Batman does what he does. So he finds out the whole backstory. And that Riddler would unleash a plague, something biblical, on Gotham as punishment for not loving his criming ways. And then he also had a bomb sent to kill Batman, but it was intercepted by someone else who gets injured instead. In the manuscript for the graphic novels, Barbara Gordon, daughter of Commissioner Gordon, who also happens to be Batgirl. So he called the creation The Ultimate Riddle.
Oh,
that was his
bad.
Manuscript title. So in 1990, Wozniak pitched his manuscript to DC Comics.
Mm-hmm.
No response. But he knew the story was just too good to ignore, so he sent it again.
Yeah, it's like a follow-up to the Killing Joke with the Joker. You can see the potential.
It's right there. And again, he sent it again.
Mm-hmm.
And again.
Mm-mm.
And again.
I'm sensing a problem.
Oh, and again.
Uh-oh.
He thought about it a little, and he figured maybe publishing wasn't the way to go.
If I had a hammer. Go on.
Maybe they weren't focusing on graphic novels.
Yeah, that's
now.
Probably it.
Maybe he should adapt it to a screenplay.
Ah, good call.
And that's what he did.
Okay.
And he called it The Blind Man's Hat.
Not as good of a title.
No, he's stepping over into the next lane.
Yeah, that is really not good.
And then he sent it to Michael Uslan. I think that's how I'm... U-S-L-A-N.
Uslan.
Uslan.
Yeah,
Michael Uslan. He's a producer of Batman movies.
Yes.
Did you know that he's the first instructor to teach an accredited course in comic book folklore at a university?
I'm just going to go ahead and say, no, I did not.
The Indiana University. Three units. The comic book in America, it was
that's
called.
Cool.
Uslan called a local newspaper reporter, anonymously, of course, to complain about the course when it first got listed.
Smart.
How in the world could they be teaching something like this at a university?
That's
Where
great.
Are all my dead pale male writers, by gum? So, of course, news cameras arrived. He became a sensation. Students lined up to register for the course. Comic book luminaries accepted invitations to speak to the class. And then Uslan got a phone call. From Stan Lee.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Bob Kane, but yeah, Stan Lee, equally good.
And that led to a job at DC Comics.
Okay.
So he started writing comics, got deep into the Batman franchise, and from there, he moved to the production side of films.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he holds the film rights to Batman along with the estate of Benjamin Melmacher.
Hmm.
Melmacher?
Sure.
The creator of Batman.
Yeah, but I don't know how to pronounce. I always think of Bob Kane as the creator of Batman.
Yeah.
So Melmacher is not a name that I've committed to memory.
Well, he had the rights. Mm-hmm. And so Uslan's been an executive producer on all the Batman movies.
Hmm.
If you want to get a Batman movie made, this is your guy.
So he's the Barbara Broccoli of Batman.
Yes. He is the Batman man.
Yes.
So Wozniak sent a script to Uslan. Uslan had given him his card once.
Okay.
So why not take a shot? Check this out. Primo Bat content.
Yeah, go right to the source.
He never heard back.
Oh,
this was
shame.
In 2008. So we all have that story.
So he kidnapped him.
No. You know how, like, you and I have stories, any other writer, mm-hmm. stories or novels or a collection banging around in a drawer that we're positive has legs and will find a home one day?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. This was Waz's.
I may have two of those drawers.
I may have a couple drawers. Then 2022,
yes,
the movie The Batman came out.
Ah.
I didn't see it. Surprise.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
Did
but
you
that's,
see it?
Yeah, the Robert
it's got the,
Pattinson.
The Twilight fella.
It was good. I mean... Out of all the Batman movies recently made, it was one of the better. Well, I thought it was really good.
It's got Zoe Kravitz in it.
Yeah.
Paul Dano.
I'm a big fan.
Who maybe.
He's always weird to me.
He maybe always looks like a sex offender.
Yeah, not, yeah.
Like
definitely.
A backwoods sex offender.
Like,
no
the,
offense.
In the There Will Be Blood.
Allegedly.
There's two people he's played by him, and I never understood. Like, it just threw me. I've never liked that movie because I'm like, wait, which one is he? And I was like so dumb in that film, apparently.
So, but he was in The Batman.
I get thrown by Paul Dano, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, everyone does. Hopefully not violently. I didn't see the movie.
No, I didn't
Wozniak
so.
Saw The Batman.
You would like it, actually.
It made his blood boil.
Colin Farrell's portrayal of the Penguin.
Oh, is he in that? I like him.
See, I said The Penguin, so we're going with the article in front.
Did it make your blood boil? Because it made Wozniak's blood boil.
I could see that.
Did it get you all heated up?
I didn't get all, like heated up, but I did see
You get a little damp.
I was like, well, this is not the Batman of my youth. No, I don't know. I enjoyed their interpretation.
Well, Wozniak was mad, not because it looked like Riddler was played by someone cast from the Megan's Law website. Uh-huh. It's because the story in the film is basically the story he wrote.
It's very similar.
According to him.
There's elements.
Yeah, well, in his script, Riddler firebombs Barbara Gordon, like I said earlier, mm-hmm. try to keep up. Mm-hmm. In the movie, it's the same setup, but it's Alfred who gets it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I am spoiling this movie I've never seen. The plot structure is pretty similar, although I'm not the one to ask. But because they all seem like the same movie and story to me. Like Batman's good,
except
bad
for Daredevil,
guy's bad.
Because Ben Affleck was in it, and that's your favorite comic book movie.
Well, sure. bad guy's bad.
Yes,
but like in a really theatrical way.
Yes,
like
very clear.
Does a lot of
see my funny shoes
skipping around. He wants to terrorize Gotham through like a convoluted yet terribly personally antagonizing to Batman way.
Uh huh.
Chaos ensues. Mm-hmm. Batman emerges victorious.
People get
for
hurt.
For now.
Yeah.
There's no stopping crime, especially when it's darkly whimsical. So, hello. I've seen all the movies. So,
you're good to go.
I may not know the difference, but most do. So, here are the bullets for the script in the movie. In the script, Batman is at the end of his career. In the movie, he's at the beginning.
Yes.
It makes sense because they wanted a younger star, but he's still like a turning point.
Sure.
In the script, there's a criminal banking conglomerate at play. In the movie, it's an organized crime syndicate.
Okay.
Probably because organized crime is easier for audiences to understand.
And more compelling, but yes.
Yeah. In the script, a bank is corrupt. In the movie, it's a charity.
Mm-hmm.
In the script, Riddler finds a surrogate family in a commune. In the movie, it's an orphanage. Watch them kids. In the script, Paul Dano, in the script, it's Armageddon for the world, baby.
Uh-huh.
In the movie, it's Judgment Day for Gotham. It's cheaper VFX.
Sure.
In the script, Riddler threatens to release that biblical plague upon the planet. In the movie, it's a biblical flood.
Yeah.
Because plague is too soon. it seems like a lot of strong parallels, but what do I know? I'm just a simple country lawyer, Aaron.
The fact that you are, too. But you have such a good closing argument.
I do. You know who got themselves a non-simple city lawyer? Wozniak.
Yeah, good
on
him.
He filed suit.
Okay.
So, I mean, the Batman
movie.
Good
luck suing Hollywood on that.
Well, it made hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Get your cut, bat guy.
I'm with them on that, but they have all these rules about the embodiment of an idea. And just because you have stuff, it ain't going to play.
He sued Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Wozniak alleged that Uslan took the script, handed it off to the director, Reeves. What's his first name?
Oh.
Not Keanu.
Christopher Nolan?
Matt Reeves.
Oh, Matt Reeves. Yeah. Oh, yes, the director of the Batman, right?
Right. And then Reeves, like, rewrote parts of it but kept the bones. And the lawsuit is still making its way through the courts. He filed it in October.
Wait, he got his script to the director's hands?
Uh-huh.
If he got it into the director's hands, that he does have
through Uslan as, like, a middleman.
But does he have confirmation that the director held his script
so.
In his hot little hands?
I don't.
Because if he can prove that the director laid his eyes on this script, he may have a contention.
This is what his attorney, R. Terry Parker, had to say about it.
That's why they're so protective. I won't see your script. Don't give me your script. Because they can't see it.
They've seen it, then
they can make arguments.
Yeah, quote, "There are so many original expressions from my client's story found in the defendant's movie that we believe this is a clear case of copyright infringement. The similarities are just too uncanny to be accidental."
Well, you know who the world's greatest detective is? Batman. He
yeah,
could solve this.
Let's call him.
So, boom.
Get my nephew on the phone. The website Agents of Fandom, they have a pretty good write-up about the whole thing. And while they seem to agree with Wozniak, they sort of skewer him about the way he's going about this whole mess.
Of course.
Yeah. He has a Patreon.
Okay.
He has a Kickstarter,
okay.
A change.org petition,
right.
An Indiegogo page.
Uh-huh.
Here's what it says there.
Does he have a billboard in Texas?
I think so. Quote, "There's no disputing my plot predates their screenplay, that the people who made this film were in possession of my plot, and that the Riddler's storyline in the film was directly derived from my plot. Now, before executive producer Michael Uslan and Warner Brothers Pictures used my plot in the film, they were supposed to negotiate a contract first to make sure I was fairly compensated. I was not credited anywhere. I was not, I'm doing the emphasis because it's all caps,
I like
paid
it.
Anything. And in case you're wondering, that's not supposed to happen. So here I am.
I was wondering.
Asking Batman fans around the world to stop Hollywood from steamrolling yet another comic creator. I got absolutely nothing. That is not justice. It would be nice if some of the more famous faces would shine a little light on this situation, because it would go a long way towards making this right.
The nerd vibes coming off him is like when you look at a desert highway and you can see where the road is like, just
hot,
radiating.
Squiggly.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel it. He takes donations on the Indiegogo page to pay for his legal bills.
Of course.
And he sells weird t-shirts and stuff there.
I like it.
So that's where that stands as of now.
I wish him luck with this bitterness and anger, because
same.
I don't think anything's going to happen.
God bless. Let's pause for the cause. And when we come back, I'll tell you what I think is my favorite of these Batman stories.
Oh, nice.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Holy commercials, Batman.
Elizabeth, I got a question for you. What's your third favorite Batman-related crime you've learned about?
I think the my third favorite, probably the...
Your nephew asked me to ask you this.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Walmart guy, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like it.
Those were good commercials today, by the way.
Juicy.
Robust. Full of flavor. Okay, Batman. I am the Batman. Mm. I'm the Batman now. We've talked a lot about Batman, but what of the Batmobile?
Oh, my favorite of the mobiles.
What kid, or grown-up for that matter, wouldn't want to cruise around in the Batmobile?
Well, which one are we talking about?
Well, let's say the TV show, the 60s TV show.
Oh, the classic.
Yeah.
Okay,
or like maybe, or any of them, quite frankly.
I would like this monster truck I've been hearing about.
Okay.
I want the Batmobile monster truck.
I don't
now.
Think I'd want to drive a Batmobile around, because I feel like it has terrible handling.
Yeah, I'm guessing that, yeah.
Like, you know how, like, supercars, those wildly expensive race cars, they look really great, but they're only fit to drive on a track?
For the most part, yeah.
The Batmobile would be no match for Oakland potholes. It rides so low.
You're sitting with a blown-out tire on the side of the road with your Batmobile just all pissed
blocks.
Off. People
you know,
driving by. What's wrong with your Batmobile?
They
That's
break
how the Joker
window.
Got away.
Yeah.
There's simply also not enough cargo room for me to take it to Costco.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
the maximum payload for that would be like, for frozen dumplings in Pellegrino, would be like one bag and half a case.
You could probably get a Bat SUV.
Oh, you maybe you could.
Maybe a Bat minivan or a Bat cargo van.
Well, until then, I'll pass. Thank you very much. In 2017, there was a man, and the man was named Sam Anagnostou.
Ah, I thought this man was going to be a man with a plan.
He was a man with a plan. He was a realtor from Atherton, California.
Oh.
Atherton is a city in the Bay Area, south of San Francisco.
Where he's got money.
The median home price is $10
million. Yeah, it's right where
The median.
It's right where the Golden State Warriors live.
That's in today's money. Oh, yeah, Steph Curry lives there.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the wealthiest areas in the country. It used to be old money by, like, California standards, of course.
Yeah.
Now there's a lot of tech dough and then Steph Curry. from the traitor Golden State Warriors. If Sam was living in Atherton, he was doing pretty well.
Yeah, I bet.
So well, he could afford his own Batmobile.
Oh, mm-hmm. Of course.
So he placed an order for a Batmobile replica with Mark Rackup, owner of Fiberglass Freaks, located in Logansport, Indiana.
Did he have like a website, like buy a Batmobile?
Oh, yeah. You can 100% get in touch with this guy and buy a Batmobile.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. What was that name again?
Fiberglass Freaks. Uh-huh. It's the only car garage licensed by DC Comics to replicate the original Batmobile.
Oh, wow.
Like the 60s TV
That's
show.
Dope.
Yeah. Sam paid $170,000 towards this replica Batmobile.
The official Bat Shop.
Yes. Sam was the first in line to receive a custom Batmobile replica.
Oh, boy.
But then he missed a $20,000 payment.
Oh, no.
And so he was moved to the bottom of the list.
Oh, no.
And now he had to wait 1.5 to 2 years to get this Batmobile.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad. So this is what the Fiberglass Freaks
That's kind of messed
said.
Up. You miss one payment, you go to the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
You're like, up, start again.
Well, I mean, I guess it's like they've got a lot
sure.
of people.
They got a lot of rich people.
So the owner said, quote, he disappeared on me for over 8 months, almost 9 months. So he's trying to
oh,
get
that's
in
a little
touch.
Different, yeah.
Sam resurfaced, learned about being bumped to the bottom of the list, and was not happy. This is what Rackhop, the owner, said. Quote, he didn't like that. He exploded. He did pay off the entire car at that point, but he was absolutely livid to find out that his car was going to be delayed.
I'm just imagining literally him by going to pieces, like exploding.
Just shattering.
He comes back together, of course.
Yeah,
but...
like the Terminator.
Yeah,
but
it's
anyway.
A comic book world.
That makes sense. Records show that Rackhop did receive a wire transfer from Sam for $40,000.
Okay.
But the idea is that he accepted the money knowing full well he wouldn't give Sam the car. So he has the money paid. He's like, now you got to just keep waiting, buddy.
Hmm.
And the truth is he'd actually sold Sam's car to someone else, the next person in line. Come to find out. In August 2021, a report was filed by Sam with the Atherton Police Department. It's a real hard-boiled crime crew over there. Sam claimed he was the victim of fraud for not having received his custom-ordered Batmobile priced in total at $210,000.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
It's pretty steep.
Yeah. So the San Mateo County District Attorney's Office, that's where Atherton's located, San Mateo County, they wouldn't file the complaint. And then he also filed a civil lawsuit in San Mateo County Superior Court. And on top of that, he filed a criminal complaint with the police in Indiana, and they refused to press criminal charges.
Hmm.
Nobody tells Sam Adignastu no. Although I have to say that if he paid for it, he should get it. Even if it's enough to pay for classroom supplies for an entire elementary school for years to come. Sam wasn't happy. So he called San Mateo County Sheriff Carlos Bolanos. They know each other.
Okay.
Sam was a wealthy donor and also a personal friend of the sheriff's brother. Sam wanted the sheriff to organize a raid against Fiberglass Freaks and arrest the owner, Mark Racco.
A raid?
Yeah. Why? Because they didn't have his Batmobile. That's why.
Kick in the door.
Bolanos was like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This move was unprecedented.
He's like, my boys could use some practice.
Bolanos had never sent a team out of state to investigate a nonviolent crime before.
Yeah, it's kind of, well, whatever. I'm not going to get into jurisdictional laws.
And Rackup faced two felony charges, obtaining money by false pretenses and diversion of construction funds.
Okay.
So July 19th, 2022, the San Mateo County Vehicle Theft Task Force, located in sunny California.
The freshly minted San Mateo Vehicle Task Force. Anyway.
They sent a San Mateo lieutenant, a sergeant, and two deputies to Cass County, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
That is not located in San Mateo County or sunny California.
No, not even in California.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Zarin,
yes.
Close your eyes.
Oh,
I want
yes.
you to picture it. You are a Cass County, Indiana Sheriff's Deputy.
Oh, no.
You've been assigned as liaison to a bunch of California cowboys out to raid Fiberglass Freaks, a local business with which you are slightly familiar. You are there to arrest shop owner Mark Rackup and extradite him to California. You show up in your usual uniform. The sheriffs from San Mateo County look like they're there for a cornhole tourney. Man buns, backwards baseball caps, jeans, mirrored sunglasses. They're a different kind of cop, you guess. You lead the convoy of cars down Erie Avenue and glide to a stop on the side of the road. You never realized it, but this block looks like it could be in a Batman movie. What looked to be abandoned brick buildings that once housed small manufacturing line the road. You have your eyes on a white brick building with a line of black trim running across the top. Fiberglass Freaks. The street is silent, save one songbird in the fir trees out front. You and the team head to the gravel driveway that wraps around the back of the building. You pass an acid green Dodge Charger. This must be the place, you think. That or a recruiting office. The San Mateo guys are ready to charge in, but you hold up a hand. You knock on the door, a large genial man answers. You hold up a warrant and the rest of the guys barge in by you. You look past the proprietor and you see an incredible workshop, at the center of which sits a black Batmobile, just like in the old 60s TV show. And beyond that, more Batmobiles. A solitary tear runs down your face. You've never seen anything so beautiful. Rakob's shop was searched that day, and two files were seized. He was taken back to Cass County Sheriff's Office facilities, but was neither handcuffed nor incarcerated due to his health. Rakob said, quote, "They showed the warrant saying that they were here to seize anything to do with his car. So I thought, oh, they're coming to pick up his car, which is right behind me, by the way. I thought I was going to have to move my other Batmobiles out of the way to be able to let them take his car." His other Batmobiles. Bolanos detailed the raid, the ensuing search, and the level of involvement from the Cass County officer in a 4-page internal memo. Bolanos wrote that his deputies, quote, "did nothing wrong, and I stand with them and support them."
Of course.
You know, I mean, you sent them there, you better. He goes on further to say, quote, "While it is true that I ask that this case be investigated, and I am acquainted with the victim, as I am with many residents of San Mateo County, I would make the same request of our investigators whenever a potential crime of this nature came to my attention."
Sure, San Mateo Sheriff Joe Arpaio,
I totally believe you. I would love to see that. There are a lot of people that I think would prove that wrong. So later, the owner of Fiberglass Freaks, he learned that his bank account was frozen and that a warrant had been obtained for his Gmail, contacts, and photos.
Damn.
He said, quote, "I was horrified. I've never gone through anything like this ever before in my life, and I'm on the side of good. As a Batman fan since I was 2 years old, this was a completely opposite side. I love 66 Batman, and Batman has always stood with the law."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Later the same month.
Breaking this poor nerd's heart, making him be on the wrong side of the Batman.
He does incredible stuff. Like, it's wild.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. So, if they gave him the imprimatur of DC, I'm sure his work is phenomenal.
Yeah. It's super meticulous. San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff dropped the charges following further investigation. He explained, quote, "The Batmobile case fell into the category of cases that should have remained in the civil court." Which, obviously, Wagstaff stated that he had no idea there were any plans for officers to go on a cross-country trip to stage a raid. What's interesting is that Wagstaff was actually the first person Sam approached for assistance with his Batmobile issue. Wagstaff is the referee for an adult basketball team that Sam plays on.
Huh, shocking.
Sam also made a $1,000 donation to Wagstaff's reelection campaign.
No.
And Wagstaff's department ended up declining the case, and that was the last Wagstaff heard of it until he returned from vacation and learned that everything had blown up. So he was like, no, I know you gave me money, I know we shoot hoops, but no, and then he comes back from vacation.
Like, darn it.
When asked about public concern over his favoritism that was shown, Wagstaff said, quote, "I do respect that concern, but in terms of my office, I know whatever decision was made, right or wrong, it wasn't done because of who the victim was. Everybody deserves to be treated the same. That's where what we strive for here. And I'm sorry there's an image out there with the public that hasn't occurred."
So he's mad that people, or he's upset that people are upset.
How dare you?
He's like, "I'm really disappointed
that everybody
is so upset." Mm-hmm. This is a travesty.
And I treat everyone like this.
Everyone knows.
That's why the courts are so backed up in San Mateo County.
Yes, I'm...
County Supervisor Warren Slocum, quote, respectfully disagreed.
I bet.
He said, quote, "It seems like, and I don't have all the facts, that there are two systems of justice here. One for a wealthy, connected person and one for everyone else." Oh, you think?
Yeah. I might even go three or four systems of justice.
Warren, are you new here, Warren? There's this investigative reporter here in the Bay Area, Dan Noyes.
Yeah.
N-O-Y-E-S. Mm-hmm. He's been at it for ages. He irritates a lot of people. And he also gets like a dog on a bone with stories.
Oh, I like that in a reporter.
He was all over the Batmobile case. Yeah.
That was his crush.
He was the one who broke it.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So Dan Noyes, ABC 7 News, he was the one who told Rakob that his case was going to be dropped. He got to break the news to him.
Hmm.
Noyes all up in the business. Rakob said, quote, "Holy cow, Dan, what a relief. This has been a 10-week nightmare, and it's finally coming to a close."
The holy cow, Dan, is well played, sir. Well played.
All told, 6 months was spent on investigating. Over $10,000 was spent on traveling to Indiana for the raid.
Hmm.
And $55,000 to pay retired Judge Winifred Smith to write up a 47-page report on the whole thing.
Wow.
$55,000. This is what the judge said, quote, ensuring the appropriate expenditure of public funds should always be of the highest priority. Dude, yo, give me $55,000 and I'll write a bunch of sentences like that. Judge Smith.
A grand a page, a little more. I mean, dang.
She said that the sheriff's office's actions, while not illegal, were not a practical use of county resources or taxpayers' money. And she also argued that Bolanos' one-on-one interaction with Sam for Sam's complaint and admission that concerns from those he didn't know were rerouted was indicative of unequal access and treatment to county residents.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
So this is what Dan Noyes had to say. Quote, the raid and the fraud charges against Ratcop, which were dropped after my reports, should never have happened. Your public money paid for the trip last week by the sheriff's investigators. Four round-trip plane tickets, three nights of hotels, meals, rental cars, and a lot of overtime. That's the thing, is that they're on the clock that whole time.
I was surprised at $10,000. I thought it'd be more expensive to send him to Indiana, to be quite honest.
Yeah, well, I think that that's just like the flights and the meals
The per diems and stuff. Now, I think what we can all agree, and Dan Noyes would want us to agree, the real Batman of this story is Dan Noyes.
Oh, completely. He's Noyes. So this is what Dan Noyes did. Mm-hmm. He tried to reach out to the sheriff, but the sheriff never called him back, never responded to any texts that Dan Noyes sent to the sheriff's personal cell phone.
Oh, yeah. No, the
so
cops
good.
Love not answering journalist questions. It's like a kink for them.
Well, then Noyes, he decides, you know what? I'm going to go to the retirement party for Bolano's second in command, like the second.
Oh, smart. I like it.
And then, but they get there and Bolano, the sheriff, he's out of town for a month-long vacation.
Oh, interesting.
This is what someone named Lieutenant Allen said, quote, I'm not in charge of his travel calendar or his schedule. So everyone's like, hey, look, this has nothing to do with me. And then it turns out Bolanos loses the election, leaves office in January.
Oh.
Yeah. Noyes was, however,
this
able
to contribute to him losing the election, do you think? All this weird press?
I mean,
this got to be a vote of no confidence.
Yeah. Noyes got in touch with Sam, though,
okay.
while Sam was vacationing in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone out here going on vacations,
I'm telling
like
you
wouldn't believe. When Dan Noyes asked Sam about the Batmobile, he said, quote, I'm dealing with someone privately on that. And Dan Noyes said, who's that? And Sam hung up on him.
It's like, Wozniak? Click.
Per Rackup, the business owner, he said his business suffered an estimated $350,000 loss, and it also took a toll on his mental health.
I bet.
Quote, because of this, I see a sheriff's car go past, I freak, even just for a moment. You know, it might only be 30 seconds or maybe even 15 seconds, but that's not me.
So this is like the new Joker origin story?
Totally. He used to like be filled with bubbling pride and happiness when he saw a sheriff's cruiser. And now he
you
dies.
You made me the villain.
Exactly. And he's building these cars.
Yeah,
what's he going to build next? But Rackup does give all credit, thanks, and praise to Dan Noyes.
I'm telling you, the real
quote,
Batman.
Thank you so much, Dan, for what you've done. If you had not followed through on those whistleblowers, if you hadn't believed them, this case would have continued and I would have had been in San Mateo on Friday morning. And I thank you so, so much.
You never want to be in San Mateo on a Friday morning.
Hell no. As of March 2023,
yes.
Rackup was still, he was making progress on other Batmobiles. He has nine others that he's working on.
Okay.
But Sam's Batmobile, is 3.5 years away from completion due to, quote, difficulty obtaining parts.
So he's still waiting.
This is what he said, quote, I cannot believe that it's taking sometimes up to a year to get a chassis, and it's taking 6 months to get a drivetrain. It's really crazy.
He's wild.
Almost, I can't believe that. So, Zarin,
yes.
What's your ridiculous takeaway?
I don't have a Batmobile of my own. I mean, apparently they're just handing these things out. All
Let's
you have to be
one.
Is a ridiculous criminal. So I want one.
Well, you herald the stories of ridiculous criminals, you're entitled to a Batmobile.
Could we get a sponsored Batmobile? Like a ridiculous Batmobile.
Let's do it. We'll work on that.
And I'll just go around doing crimes until Batman can find me.
Yes.
I'm like, I stole your whip, bro.
That's how you get to meet Batman. You do enough crimes.
You steal his car.
That's how you get to meet him. That's
Oakland style, son. Welcome to the town.
You just go bipping a Batmobile.
Yeah, exactly.
This is all I have.
Batman left his luggage in the Batmobile. I got it now. Who got the extra Batman suit, son? Sorry, I'll stop.
You can find us online at ridiculouscrime.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have t-shirts if you're into that sort of thing, mugs. It's just limited edition merchandise. It's constantly changing, but you got to get them while they're there because they're not going to come back.
Yeah, they're hopping in and hopping out.
Yeah. We're also at Ridiculous Crime on both Twitter and Instagram. Email us at ridiculouscrime@gmail.com. Leave a talk back on the iHeart app. Reach out, honey. And stay hydrated, rude dudes. Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett. Produced and edited by Holy Dave Kustin, Batman. Research is by Prince Bat Dance choreographer Marissa Brown and Batsuit nipple polisher Andrea Song Charpentier. The theme song is by Thomas Pow Bam Lee and Travis Riddle Me This Dutton. Executive producers are Batmobile detailer Ben Bolin and waxer of Wonder Woman's invisible plane Noel Brown.
Ridiculous Batman, baby.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better, your TV is.